The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Assemblyman Jay Weber, Republican candidate for Congress in the New Jersey's 11th District. And, Jay, welcome back to the show, man. Nice to see you again, my friend.
Was that intentional? You're talking about legalized pot before, now you're bringing us in with the doobies? That's good. That's good, Joe.
I mean, honestly, I don't understand that. I ain't no angel. I mean, I know it's hard to imagine. But I never liked marijuana. I just never liked it. It's not my wheelhouse, you know? But I don't, you're going to legalize it. It's not going to generate that much. You know what you're going to do, if I may, Mr. Weber? It's going to, the money generated is just going to maintain the bureaucracy of a quote-unquote marijuana board.
Yeah, we don't have a revenue problem in the state of New Jersey, Joe. We've got a spending problem.
Boom.
You get
Thank
more
you,
money,
sir.
They're going to spend it. And frankly, what are we talking about? The roads are going to be less safe. Our kids are going to be—it's going to get pushed down to our kids.
What do you tell law enforcement? How much do we appreciate? We know you do, Assemblyman Weber. How much you appreciate law enforcement? What do you tell the cops? Well, if they look glassy-eyed, you know how many lawsuits we'll have?
Unbelievable, and they'll get sued themselves. No. It's the wrong way to go.
And why can't we just do manufacturing? And Frankie Viburz and I were talking about bringing manufacturing. Now, with this president, you can go to a company and you could say, like we go to Amazon, like my friend Rachel Chambers is all out, full out. Amazon added 9,000 jobs, which is great. But are they coming to Newark? Come to Newark. We got to get companies like that back to Jersey.
Absolutely. And I love your idea of Patterson. Patterson's a great city. Oh, my gosh. My grandparents grew up there. My mom grew up there.
Is that right? Is that where you're from? You're from that area?
Yeah, I grew up in Clifton.
I love it, I'm born in Passaic. Thank you for asking.
There you
look at that. Passaic General. You're too young. Remember Passaic General Hospital?
Yeah, I do.
Will you help me do that, Assemblyman? Because John Bramnick's a buddy, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And we love John. The leader down there in the assembly. And Robert Authus here, Assemblyman Authus here.
Yep.
We should really, and I talked to Steve Sweeney about this, and I know he's a Democrat, but Steve's a good guy down South Jersey. Let's get generic drug production. I talked to the union guys because we have a lot of union guys on the show.
Sure.
Let's make it in Patterson. We'll do a generic drug manufacturing plant in Patterson, New Jersey. Isn't that a great idea?
There's some available real estate in Patterson I've seen, Joe, unfortunately. So,
you know what?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, it's a great city. It should be a great city.
You know the way
Newark, too.
And Newark is,
I mean,
are
you kidding me?
Newark is doing great, but, you know, Camden, too, come back under. And, you know, I've gone back and forth with him, with Governor Christie. You know, we've always had our little tit for tats going back and forth, but you got to give Governor Christie credit for what they did, the Republican, the Christine Todd Whitman first, giving money to Camden, how Camden has turned around. Yeah. And if you do it in Camden, you can certainly do it in Patterson, New Jersey.
Yeah.
How's the race going? You're in the middle of this whole thing.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great race. Got 26 days to Election Day.
And
you got a North Jersey kid who's talking about kitchen table issues, trying to make New Jersey a little more affordable. And I got an opponent from Montclair who is a Pelosi liberal, and you know, frankly, she's supporting Bob Menendez on ethics. So, you just can't be a Pelosi on policy and a Menendez on ethics and expect to win in North Jersey. So,
you know, Bob Hugin comes on the show, and Bob, a former Marine and a good guy, and we open the airways to everybody.
Sure.
We open the airways to everybody.
Sure.
But when I watch the Menendez ads, it's all anti-Trump. It's like, get over it.
Yeah.
Show me something. With the issues you and I talked about in the last 60 seconds is more than I see from any ad coming from the Democrats.
That's right. No, we're talking. But you know what? That's why we're going to win.
Yeah.
Because we're
yeah.
talking to people about what they care about.
Yeah.
And how are they going to send their kids to college? How are they going to save for retirement?
I know, man.
Right? How are we going to pay the property taxes around here? That's what we got to talk about.
We talked about capping the property taxes. I don't know how you put that to the assembly. And I know the Republicans have tried it. And Governor Christie did that.
We got a 2% cap. Now, listen, it's good to cap them. Now we got to cut them.
Yeah,
and that's the key.
You.
And so the school funding formula is key here in New Jersey. Get it redone, and we can cut property taxes for sure.
You know, it is true. The property tax, I always say, they say, oh, look at the police and the fire. It's not and correct me if I'm wrong, Assemblyman, it's not the police and the fire. It's with the schools. It's the whole schools. In my area, I have three superintendents in like a 3-mile radius, and they're all making like a couple hundred grand a year.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's not the teachers either.
They work hard, but it's the bureaucracy and the distribution, and we got to just be more efficient.
Yeah.
And we can. We
Shared
can
services, you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's okay to do that. But see, if you're from Clifton, you want the Clifton police. If I'm from Lebanon Township, I want the Lebanon Township.
Yeah,
I want to see Lebanon Township police on the side of the car. But I think if they cut my taxes, because even out in Hunterdon County, the taxes are going through the roof.
Yeah.
You know? And if I could say, well, let's do some shared services, I think that's good. Give us, if you would, Assemblyman Jay Weber with us, running, and a good guy and a good public servant to this great state of New Jersey, your three top issues in your campaign.
Taxes, jobs. The economy, you know, we're talking about immigration and enforcing our laws in a fair way and making healthcare more affordable. You know, it's cost too much and it doesn't have to. And we're talking about ways we can lower healthcare costs.
Yeah. And your wife went to Harvard. I'm seeing the notes here. Your wife went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Look,
we met your classmates. Yeah.
Right.
She's a smart cookie.
Right.
She's a better lawyer than I am. But she's raising our kids. You know, she focuses on our we got seven kids.
Beautiful.
Home, Joe, you know,
beautiful
so.
Kids.
Oh my God.
He beat you, Joe.
You know, Debbie, the Duhame name
the Duhames
is like royalty in politics.
That's it. They got a few kids.
I'm smart enough to keep Debbie next to me while we do the radio show.
Another Passaic County family.
there it is. Like,
yeah.
You have seven children?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
Man, you're making me look like an amateur, my brother.
What do you have?
Five.
That's not too bad.
And you're younger than I am. But I have one. Like, my joke is I have one at every exit throughout New Jersey. I just stop off, you know.
I'm Who says you're done?
Think I'm kidding? I said, I mean, what's your youngest?
She's four.
Oh my God, James! How beautiful is that?
No, they're wonderful. And my oldest is 16.
Yeah, and my oldest is like I think your age. So I'll tell you, I'm all right now. I tell you, I said Joey's in his 30s. Yeah. I have a 7-year-old.
That's great.
I can't. It makes me young. It keeps me young.
Justice Scalia had 8 kids.
And yeah.
He used to say he didn't refer to his youngest. He referred to his most recent.
Yeah, most recent. So, that's great.
Yeah.
Assemblyman Jay Weber, he's the Republican candidate for Congress in New Jersey's 11th, doing a great job. Anything that you want to get the word out, where can we find you about your campaign and anything you need on these airwaves?
Yeah.
You got the 50,000 watts right here, Jay.
Thanks, Joe. WeberForCongress.com, Weber with 2 Bs. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. I'm a North Jersey kid.
Yeah,
grew up in Passaic County, raising my family in Morris County. Watched this beautiful state get more and more expensive. We're trying to make it more affordable. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Jay, look, they're trying to take Jersey away, man.
I know.
Thanks for the fight, brother.
Yeah, thanks
for the fight.
Yeah.
Assemblyman Jay Weber right there. Thanks. You're welcome here anytime.
Thanks, Joe.
And love to the family.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.